Don't answer the phone.
Elvis Duran phone tap.
Brody got this guy really good. Dear Elvis, my nephew Brian has the worst mouth imaginable. He is such a smart aleck. He just turned 27, moved up here to New York from Florida to live with us, and he's a nonstop cursing machine. He's been in trouble with the law. He lacks direction. The guy needs discipline. Well, anyway, he put in an application for the Coast Guard a few months ago, but got turned down. Why don't you call him up and let him know that his application is still in play, but not with the Coast Guard? Let's teach him a lesson. This comes to us from Uncle Kevin. All right, Uncle Kevin is phone tapping his nephew Brian. Dave Brody's going to call and let him know he's about to have a new career in the military. Let's listen into the phone tap.
Hello?
Brian Nanesh.
This is him.
Hi, Brian. My name is Mike Patton. I'm calling from the U.S. Army Recruiting Office.
How you doing?
I understand you received a letter from the Coast Guard being turned down for admission.
Yeah.
So the Coast Guard passed your paperwork on to us over here at the Army Recruiting Office, and we've decided to accept you. So I just wanted to let you know to congratulate you.
Excuse me?
And we'll need you to report within 30 days.
I'm being recruited?
Well, I guess you could call it that since you applied for the service.
They're saying I'm being recruited. I only applied to the Coast Guard. I didn't sign up for the Army.
Right. Well, congratulations anyway.
Can't be right.
Okay, well, Section 5, if you remember your paperwork, it said, I'm authorizing application for any branch of the armed services.
Okay.
Okay, you did sign your name at the bottom of that page.
I mean, I wasn't expecting anything like this.
Sir, do you not want to represent your country?
It's not, no, don't get me wrong, sir. I'm not saying that.
Okay, then what are you saying, sir? To be quite honest.
This is very unexpected, you know, it's been a year and a half, you know, yes, obviously. You know, it just comes out of the blue, yes.
For a guy who signed up for the Coast Guard, you sound like a bit of a wimp. Is this going to be a problem when you sign on? You're not one of them funny boys, are you?
I'm probably going to be a little bit, yeah, because this is just coming out of left field, yes.
Well, we got a live one. Hey, Jimmy, we got a live one here on the phone. Signed up, now claims doesn't know anything.
I'm just, you know, this is just very unexpected, you know.
You know, our country's got problems. We have to...
I understand that. I'm not... Don't get me wrong. Don't...
You familiar with the term sweating like a pig with a pork chop, sir?
Yes.
You've heard
yes,
that.
And I understand it. I am too. Believe me, this is just it's not for everybody though, you know, that's all I'm saying.
Well, it's
you
been
know.
Fine for me for 8 years, that's all I'm
not,
saying.
I'm not saying
And now you're making it sound like maybe I'm doing something wrong. Is that
I'm
what
you're not saying you do that's fine and I understand that. And it's for your life, and I don't question that.
So you're crying like a virgin on prom night. Do you know what I'm saying right now? Do you understand what I'm saying? Hey, Jimmy, we got a virgin on prom night over here.
Please, just...
You're going to cry, boy? Is that what you're going to do?
No, I'm not going to cry, sir.
All right, because your uncle made it sound like you're a big tough guy. I don't hear a big tough guy on the phone.
I never claimed to be one.
Well, we're going to straighten your ass out. I'll tell you that much.
Come on, sir, please.
We're going to flag you right here. Hold on.
Sir, please.
We're going to make you a Section 12.
Sir, please.
Got a Section 12, Jimmy. Third one today. All right.
Sir, please.
You know what a rump roast over easy is?
No, sir, I don't.
Yeah, that's what we call recruits like you, a rump roast over easy.
Please, sir, I'm sorry if I disrespected you in any way, shape, or form. That was not my intention. Like I said to you, I have no disrespect to you.
I'm a career man. Do you know what that means?
I understand that. And I'm, you know, I would never, ever talk bad about no one in any of the armed forces. Forces, period. I never have and I never will.
Okay, sir, I wouldn't talk about anyone. To say I wouldn't
anyone.
Talk about nobody is a double
I'm
negative,
sorry.
And we don't tolerate double negatives.
I'm sorry.
So what do you mean? Either you would talk about us or you wouldn't
no,
talk about
us? No, I wouldn't say a word about anyone. I respect everything that everyone ever has done. Don't get me wrong.
You're what we like to call a jackass with a jukebox. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Jackass with a jukebox, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what do I mean? So now you're lying to me. Now you're starting off on the wrong foot lying to me. You don't know what a damn jackass with a jukebox is.
Sir, please, I'm just...
Do you even know the national anthem in this country?
No, I don't, sir. It's been a long time since I've actually sang the anthem.
You don't know the national anthem of the greatest country on the planet.
I pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the republic for which forms...
Boy, that's the pledge of allegiance. I'm asking you for the national anthem. Oh, say, can you see?
You see... By the... Oh, God.
Give me the song and I'll consider it. Go ahead, take your time, boy.
By the stone's early light, what so proudly we hail, from the twilight's last gleaming, whose bright stripes and bright stars, through the perilous nights, whose bright stripes and... Oh, God.
What kind of American are you?
I am a little flustered.
Who's there in the house with you there, Brian?
My uncle.
You never wise off to your uncle?
I can't say that I do wise off to him, yes, and I know that's wrong.
I want you to thank him for me right now. Thank him.
Thank you, Uncle Buck.
You know why you're thanking him?
No, sir. Why am I thanking him?
Because this is David Brody from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show, and you just got phone tapped.
Oh, Jesus. I listen to you all the damn time, Jesus.
Is there anything you'd like to say to your uncle?
Oh, you schmuck.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.